for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
I'm Kevin Tata.
Big month. It's October.
It is October. Big month.
Mm-hmm. Is this your second October, right?
This is my second October. Yep.
That's exciting for you. So now you're used to the gig. You know what you have to do for the month of October, right?
Well acclimated. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going well. We got a bunch of events that I'm sure we'll dive into. Go through all the details and whatnot about those. But yeah, it's a great manufacturing month.
So it is manufacturing month. The first Friday of October is manufacturing day. And before we dig into that, you do not have to painfully listen to just Kevin and I again through the podcast episode. We are actually very fortunate to have a few of our colleagues with us today, and we'll get some introductions. Welcome back for, I'm not quite sure how many episodes this is for you now, but it's you're starting to rack up there. You might be in the next trivia question, and that is our supply chain program specialist, Miss Olivia Antonelli. Welcome back, Liv.
Thanks for having me. I think this is time number 3.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if we're going for merch on the MassMEP website, that we could all put my, I'll put my headshot in there with the basis of commission.
Love it. This is great.
We'll carry them around at events with a Sharpie, and just so we're prepared for the aftermath.
Yeah,
because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Obviously, yeah. People are going to want them. So we might as well be prepared.
Exactly.
Well, then our other guest, we've got to get you to t-shirt level there. Mr. Joe Seamow. And he is one of our project managers. Did I pronounce that properly?
You did a good job there, Haley. Good job.
Oh.
Well, although if I get headshots and I try to hand them out, I may have to pay people to take them, and no one's going to pay me for a headshot and my signature. So I might be dishing out some money. So I'll stay away from that one.
Okay.
It'll be a package deal. It'll be all of us in one package, one fixed cost for the whole package.
You know? That may work. If we work on a group picture, that may work.
Could format it like baseball cards instead, maybe.
Ooh.
Oh, you're onto something.
That's a good idea. We might have just stumbled across something. I mean, it was all jokes at the beginning, but I think we're onto something.
That's where the best ideas come out, is from some brainstorming, right?
Exactly. Or the MassMEP podcast, depends on which you prefer to choose. But this is great. Well, thank you both for joining us for our manufacturing day, manufacturing month podcast. And if you are a usual guest, which you both actually have been on with us before, you always know that we get started with the infamous icebreaker question from Kevin. So without further ado, it's been a while. We haven't had one of these for a while. I'm super excited. Ready for it?
I know. It's been all jokes. It's been all jokes recently.
Platform
is yours. Yeah, I know. What I really want to know from each of you is what your dream job was as a child. Or just younger in your professional career, or whatever you take that as, you know? I wanted to be a professional basketball player, but didn't get blessed with that size to be, we still have a chance, you know, could still throw my hat in the ring whenever. But
right.
Yeah, that's what my dream job was as a kid. I got it.
All right, Liv, how about you?
This has really made me think. I know there was a decent period of time where I wanted to be an author.
Oh.
Yep, so I'd get some my printer paper and staple up a nice binding with some Crayola markers and produced some content there, but I'll have to ask my parents if they still have those so I can figure out why it didn't happen.
Wow, that's
That's great.
fantastic. That's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Author.
Yeah. All right, Joe, what about you?
I think I wanted to be so many different things. I can't remember how many different things, but I think the one that stuck out was I wanted to be a pilot. I
Oh.
don't know why. I can't remember why I wanted to be a pilot. Maybe it was just because you're up in the air and you're looking down on everybody and you're not dealing, you're like, hey. But I keep thinking about being a pilot when I was a kid. But there were so many other things that changed like every other week. It seemed like it would be something different. But I'd always come back to, wouldn't it be nice if I could be a pilot?
What do you got, Haley? What are you thinking?
I wanted to be an architect.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to be an architect. I would sit for hours and hours and hours drawing houses.
Wow.
Yeah,
Really?
loved it. Loved
I love
everything
that.
about it.
That's
Loved
cool.
everything about it.
So we all got time to aspire to our dreams. We all have time.
Yeah.
I think we
Yeah.
gotta have dreams. We gotta have dreams.
I
That's
agree.
it.
I agree.
That's
Yeah.
it.
So yeah, part of our at the end of the month, we'll talk now about Manufacturing Day and Manufacturing Month. The Manufacturing Institute is kind of Manufacturing Institute and then NIST MEP. Obviously, we fall under NIST MEP, but Manufacturing Day, you know, it's a basically a national grassroots movement that was a way to demonstrate the reality and the future of modern manufacturing careers. There's thousands of companies and educational institutions nationwide that open their doors to students, parents, educators, and community leaders. And when Manufacturing Day, which was an initiative of the Manufacturing Institute, the focus was that the Workforce Development and Education affiliate of the National Association of Manufacturers found a way to empower manufacturers to be able to come together and address the collective challenges while building excitement around manufacturing careers to help the communities and future generations thrive. And I think we know that this is very true because of the transition of manufacturing and where it was in the day to where it is today. And Manufacturing Day is a way to celebrate and really open up those doors for others to see. We work hard at trying to create events and activities that also do that, so that we can bring manufacturers together with each other. And then also the students and potentially resources or third parties that we work with so that they can also see legislation, especially they love being able to go in and seeing what's going on, I say, behind the closed curtain. So the Manufacturing Day, which is just a fun holiday for us to celebrate the manufacturers. Obviously in Massachusetts, but it is nationwide. It isn't just what happens here in our state, and then what we do for the month. So, before we kind of ask Joe and Olivia a little bit more about some of the things that they have connections to for Manufacturing Day a month, Kevin, why don't you go over what we have got going on for Manufacturing Month with Mass MEP, with the live audience?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you were talking about that, I went on to Manufacturing Day from Manufacturing Institute, and I'm just looking at the hundreds and like hundreds of events that are registered through them
Yeah.
for this month. And it's incredible. So if anybody has any interest as seeing what events there are going on within, like, even we have any listeners from Connecticut, Rhode Island,
Yeah.
Massachusetts, anywhere from New England. I mean, you can go on this website and check them out. But on to our events. October 25th, we have a great Mass MEP event.
Yeah.
It's a strategic resource showcase. The strategic resource showcase will connect manufacturers with the right resources to meet their current and future needs, whether looking at safety and compliance or strategic growth for the future. The showcase is a space to develop a roadmap to achieve your company's goal of sustainability and growth. Hey,
Yeah.
Gary.
So Gary Tavares, who is one of our business development advisors, just slid in like he had been here the whole time, was like, hey, been hiding out in the background. So I will introduce Gary, but we'll pull him into the podcast as well. He comes sliding in here and I was like, oh, he's gonna be like, hey guys, what's going on? And
Yeah, right.
like, just doing a recording, Gary.
I was wrapping up helping another valued customer.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Kevin's just kind of running through what our events are, and then we'll pull you into Manufacturing Month.
Yeah, so the Strategic Resource Showcase, we're promoting this heavily. It starts at 8:30 and then it goes till 12 p.m. on the 25th, and we are partnering with AIM with this as well.
Yes.
And we got some resource micro sessions that you can be a part of.
Yep.
Fireside chat with MassMEP's president Kathy Mahoney and AIM president Brooke Thompson. And then we'll unveil our resource of the year as well.
Oh,
Exciting stuff.
yeah. Giving out another award. We get excited when we to give awards out.
We are. We do. We really do. And then the last event that we have on our website for Manufacturing Month is the Innovations and Libations. That's going to be on October 29th. It's going to be in Woburn, Mass. We're going to be visiting Renscott Manufacturing. And yeah, they're going to be opening their doors for an opportunity to learn more about their processes. Should be a great event. We'll most likely be at Lord Hobo at the end, still kind of tying some knots, but it's going to be a great event.
Well, all I'm looking at right now is to see, because it's the 29th of October. So if you're going to get your pumpkin beverages in, this is going to be the place. You
That's
got to get
true.
them in, right?
That's a good plug, honestly.
Do they
That's
have a pumpkin beverage though at Lord Hope?
I'm sure they do.
Pumpkin ale, I'm all in.
I know.
There you
I'm
go.
not seeing. I'm a little nervous right now. Maybe they just haven't updated yet.
I'm sure they got some seasonal stuff that they'll surprise us with, but
They do,
yeah.
however, have a New England Chowder IPA.
Ew. What?
That was a confusing statement.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree,
New Chowder IPA.
Maybe
I
it
was
drinks harder
excited at New
though.
England Chowder. Then I heard IPA.
Oh my God. I'm always in with New England chowder, but
I
yeah.
think it's a IPA that pairs well with the chowder, my
I
guess.
hope so.
If it's clam flavored, then that's a risk. That I feel like that it has to be good if they're making that type of risk. I don't
One, let me read it to you. Oh
Oh
boy.
no.
Yep. Hold on. A collab brew with Westminster Bakers and Lobster Proper. This beer features oyster crackers added into the grain mash.
Oh.
Okay. So you're right, Liv. It is pairs very well with, yeah.
It's still unsettling.
New
It's
English
still
chowder.
unsettling. I don't know about that one.
All I have to
Maybe I'll
say
give
is
it a try. Maybe I'll give it a try on
we'll
October
share.
29th.
We'll everybody get a straw and we'll
All
take a sip. Yeah, we'll take a sip. So
an IPA through a straw. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what we got going on for Manufacturing Month. The Innovations and Libations is also sponsored by Bank of America. So come have a drink on Bank of America.
Yeah.
Yeah, join us at any of these events.
Yeah, maybe dress up in a little costume, do a little trick-or-treating on the 29th. It should be for a fun event. Make for a fun night. Yeah. Baseball cards. Great place to trade baseball cards.
Maybe I'll put that in the registration. Must dress up for Halloween
Win a
to be allowed
prize.
entry.
Win a prize. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Well, I think what's good about what we have for Manufacturing Month is we have the strategic resource showcase. And so, Olivia, actually, I think everybody in this space right now will be at the event. Gary will be there. And I think, Joe, you will be there as well. If Joe isn't there, we will put a cardboard cutout of Joe there so that you can at least pretend he's there if you want. And Olivia will be hosting a micro session. What the goal behind this event was is to really show the manufacturers what we do as an organization. And so I'm going to have Olivia, Gary, and Joe kind of touch on each component of that. But I want, Liv, I kind of want you to start when it comes to the supply chain side of things and maybe a little bit about your micro session in the 15 minutes and what you can touch on and where it's headed.
Sure. Over the past couple months, we've been teaming up with DVIRC, who's one of the MEP centers in Pennsylvania. And they have a really strong subject matter expert there. His name's Brian Deal. And he's worked with us to create a few training offerings that I think will be of real benefit to our clients. Because we can't control when port strikes happen. We can't control when pandemics happen. But what we found is we can control our best practices and those practices that we have in place to support resilient supply chains. So at the Strategic Resource Fair, I'll be talking about some of the specific products that Brian has pieced together. We have four advanced supply chain modules where he walks manufacturers through procurement and supplier management best practices. There's another module on inventory optimization and demand forecasting, another one on technology and integration, sales, inventory, and operations planning, a whole slew of great topics, and he'll really get into not just training the manufacturer, but actually helping them implement those best practices. And beyond that, helping them sustain those practices at their facility as well. So some really great learnings that will be talked about more there. And also just some great things. Happy to highlight for the opportunity right now to highlight them on the podcast too, because they're live. If you're interested in learning more, come to the Strategic Resource Fair, ask some questions. But if you're listening to this podcast now, reach out to your BDA and we can certainly get you some information there as well.
Yeah. Gary, on the BDA side, so Gary's a business development advisor with us. Are you having clients that are, you know, is there interest in this? Obviously, is it starting to peak a little bit more because of the current climate and what's happening? Or is this something you've kind of always been hearing?
I've always been hearing. One of the things I'm excited about is the resource itself. Mm-hmm. We really, you know, Mass MEP, you know, as far as some of our strategic resources, we were not, didn't have a lot of strategic planning for supply chain support. So this is really, really good. Right away, I mean, Olivia already knows that we're working with one client that did the intro to Brian's program, and she's all in with her team on his four modules, I think he has.
Yep.
Yeah. Especially things like, I always used to call it S&OP, mm-hmm. you know, in industry and practice, but now S-I-N-O-P is, yeah. SIOP is what the term is now. A lot of companies don't have that set up. So that's exciting. Tying in sales to production, you know, and planning.
Yeah. I think what surprises me most, and I think Joe or Gary can probably add to this, even you, Liv, we sat through Brian's presentation the other day and listened more about it. I was kind of like floored at how many businesses don't focus on PSYOP, and it isn't like they just don't get that. Is that something that's just changed over time because other things have come to the forefront and it kind of gets pushed to the bottom? You know what I'm saying? Like it becomes, it's not top of mind anymore. So it's something that kind of sits in the back burner.
It is. It's an evolving, you know, discipline.
Yeah.
Right? Historically, if you go to a lot of small companies, they're worried about either planning by itself, which is one skill set, scheduling work is another skill set, and they're not really connecting any of it together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the idea of integrating it is fairly new to a lot of particularly small companies that they just, you know, don't know, you know, there's a new way to do this. How do I stitch the front end and the back end together?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of companies, especially small companies, that just don't know how to tie everything together. And really is, that's why they call us in and they have these conversations to really try to get them to kind of tie everything together. It's maybe something that we need to spend more time, you know, teaching our clients, teaching mm-hmm. our small manufacturers what there is out there to help them.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's a pretty valid point. I think when we were talking a little bit earlier too, like Joe, you said, you know, we were talking about what's happening with the strike and, you know, what do they think is like automation, or because we talked about they're saying less or no AI. So what is it they think it's being used for? Because again, we try a lot to really educate on this.
Yeah, we don't exactly. There's a perception of what AI is. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have a real good idea on what they think the AI is and what's being brought into their environment. I understand that they're trying to keep AI out of their environment, but that's another opportunity to really try to teach clients, teach customers what AI is all about. And AI is really about trying to help the small manufacturer, trying to help business and make life easier for the workers, and not really try to take away jobs or eliminate jobs. That is really not the focus. It's about trying to make things easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to support Joe, today's AI terms, and I didn't understand what they were talking about, because AI, for probably Joe and I, has been around for a long time at the machine level, right? The machines are learning. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got learning machines out there. So, you know, it's been around. So the more recent application of AI is pretty powerful. It's more around the data, right? Existing data, how do I use it? How do I leverage it? You know, I treat it like there's another set of eyes to look at a problem.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. These conversations here, it's great. I'm not doing it now, but you know, you're recording actually, right? We're recording this.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on. We have multiple conversations. There's different ideas and thoughts, and they're being captured. But when we're done, we can look at that transcript, pull them all out, and review them ourselves.
Yeah. That's right. It's an analytical tool.
Instantly. Yeah. It's a wonderful analytical tool.
Yeah. Do you, Olivia, in supply chain, is this something that you're seeing is also being integrated as well when it comes to AI? Let's call it smart, let's say maybe smart manufacturing-esque AI or automation. Is that something you're seeing a lot of?
Yeah, and there's a lot of different applications within supply chain, many of which that I'm still learning. A really simple one that I was chatting with a client the other day about is even just helping her find suppliers. She'll go to ChatGPT and type in what she's looking for, and ChatGPT is able to identify some manufacturers in close proximity to her facility. So that's just one application. And then to Gary and Joe's points with it being an analytical tool, it can also do some deep exploring there as well. So that's something that I'm looking into further. And in Brian's training, again, he has a module on technology and integration. And I know that's something that he is looking into as well as the technology continues to evolve. So it's everywhere, and it's an exciting learning opportunity, I think, in multiple angles.
That's good. That's good. So Kevin, you went to an event today, and what were some of the, like, what was some of the common questions you got at the event today, or you heard the most conversations about?
Everyone was inquiring about strengthening their workforce. Everyone was coming up to our table talking about workforce. It was actually incredible. It blew my mind how many people, I mean, it always blows my mind. I go to so many of these events, and just people, and we're in Massachusetts, and these are manufacturers in Massachusetts coming to these events, and they don't know about MassMEP. And it just blows my mind. And it's like, I've gotten good at my little pitch about what MassMEP is, who we are, and what we do. But yeah, most of them, it was great that we had Matt Berard and Selena there to just let them know about the workforce training initiatives that we have going on. But yeah, that was the main buzzword, was workforce. Yeah.
So it's still interesting to hear that even 4 years removed, right? We're still hearing that workforce is still a problem. Are you, Gary and or Joe, still hearing a lot of that too?
It's very interesting that Kevin is saying that because I was just at a client earlier today. You know, I was doing an enterprise assessment, and his biggest concern is that he has a number of people working for him that are retiring, that are getting to that age of retiring this year, next year. And he's very concerned about how he's going to fill those roles. So yeah, it's still out there trying to get the right people with the right training, the right skills, prepared for the job. It's still a concern.
I mean, Joe, and I've heard the number 10,000 a day. Baby boomers are retiring at a rate of 10,000 a day. I've heard that same number many, many times. In the last 6 months. So that's 300,000 jobs every month that need to be replaced or upskilled.
So some manufacturers are reaching out and trying to find some skilled employees, but a lot of them in I can't say a lot of them, but I can say at least two or three that I've spoken to in the past month are actually trying to develop programs internally that they can set up a training kind of program for bringing in new people and put them through this training program, most of them being machining, machinists. So trying to develop a training program for them to be able to go to take a mechanic and turn them into a machinist. So that's definitely something that's happening, and they're getting creative because there's just not a lot of people out there. And let's face it, coming out of school, there's really not a lot of young people that are educated enough to see what manufacturing jobs are really like. They're still thinking that they're these old buildings, dirty and grimy, and they don't understand the new technology that's being put into manufacturing. So really trying to get that word out there and show some of the younger people and get them excited about the new technology and everything being put into manufacturing could be a huge key.
You would think nowadays, with all this advanced technology coming out, like this is the best time. You would think that it would be able to capture their attention, you know? There's no better time to get into manufacturing than it is now.
It's a good point, Kevin, because we're also finding that there's still a little bit of a skills gap for, or really the new operators or technicians. A lot of them are not machinists anymore. You need to know programming, in areas that you are using robotics and automation. So there's big opportunities for upskilling there.
Oh,
I
and there
think
are
that's
some really
there's
cool machines out there right now. If they could get their hands on these things, you know, a lot of automation, a lot of robotic arms that it's amazing. It's amazing just to watch and to see some of the owners of these machining companies present this. Look, I got this new machine, and the big smile on their face and how excited they are about their new piece of equipment. It's pretty cool. It's pretty good.
What other hot topics are you hearing in the clients' facilities right about now? What other needs are you hearing most for?
Did we talk about cyber and security?
It's true.
People are getting hacked. I know with all this technology, that's the only problem that I see is you do have to, defend your business, and cybersecurity is it's a must. I think it's a cost of doing business going forward.
Yeah, that's on the top of my list here too, Gary. I've had a couple of my clients reaching out about cybersecurity for many reasons. Some want to prevent from being hacked. And others, you know, they want to get involved in Department of Defense, doing some work for Department of Defense. So cybersecurity is very important, and it is on a lot of their minds right now.
Absolutely. And on to build on that, Joe, I was just sitting in a breakout session at an event last week, and somebody in the audience had posed the question to manufacturers who are on the panel of how they're looking to approach some of the cyber requirements that might be coming down the pipeline in terms of not just their business needs cyber, but their suppliers might need to have these certifications. And there wasn't necessarily an answer that was given in that moment, which I think these requirements are forthcoming, nothing set in stone yet in a lot of areas, but certainly something that needs to be thought about sooner rather than later.
You gotta it's always good to be prepared, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You got to get those strategies down before you implement any of these new initiatives, like any automation, any smart manufacturing. I mean, you got to think about the cyber risks first and build out that strategy before implementation. It's crucial.
Kevin's looking for new questions.
I wonder how long she's going to take on like whatever phone call she's
For this group, how many, I think one thing that for me, that's kind of exciting. I must have three or four new startup manufacturers in the state. Yeah. I'd love to know what that number is. It just feels like there are a lot of positive, you know, startups in manufacturing. Yeah. A lot of spin-offs coming out of the universities, MIT. I think there was two or three of them out there we're working with. You know, Olivia's, you know, helping with one of our clients there on the supply chain side. But it's pretty neat. Yeah. That's where I think we add a lot of value to, you know, we become an extension to their, you know, an advisor to them, not just training, but, you know, strategic planning with them is a big deal.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they have an idea, they have a product, but they may not know how to manufacture it. They may not be very process orientated to get this through manufacturing. And those are definitely areas that we have a lot of experience in, and we can really share some of that, you know, really be a partner with them right at the beginning and help them grow. I know that's a great feeling for us when we're able to help somebody like that. And we know that they really need that that experience. So, yeah, we need to get that out there, that we do work with, you know, some new innovative companies.
I think the connecting the network to Joe that we have as a company is, you can't put a value on it. You know, someone calls, even if we don't have the solution internally, we know where to go. We know we can help them, connect them with the right people. I think they totally appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, Liv, you can really hit the mark with that one, and knowing how, obviously, you know, we, every time we talk, and I'm sure Kevin, you probably said this a bunch today, that we're one of 50 MEP centers, you know, and that we are in every single state. And so that our network that we have internally for us, it also is a resource for our manufacturers or for anybody that we do work with. And you, I mean, you, I think Olivia, you have the most direct connection to that in what you do with the supplier scouting, but it's available.
Yeah, it's a powerful network. And again, even with the port strike, it's something that manufacturers can tap into if they're experiencing disruptions. The startups can tap into it. And for those of you that haven't maybe listened to the podcast before, where we've highlighted it, it's the MEP Supplier Scouting Network. And so basically what happens is if a manufacturer has a need, they can contact me or somebody from Mass MEP who will put you in touch with me. And you really just outline what it is that you're looking for. And from there, we can put out that request to the state level. We can stick with just New England states, or we can actually bump it out to the entire national network. And everybody has somebody like myself at their center who's researching to figure out, do we have a manufacturer in our state that can do this? And it's just fantastic, especially as we're looking to reshore, utilize our domestic suppliers, also realize where we have gaps because there are some out there. But being able to tap into the network and get connected with manufacturers that are here in the US is fantastic. And I'm glad you brought it up, Haley, because it's probably my favorite part of my job is just utilizing the network and connecting these great businesses with each other.
Yeah. I mean, Gary has a valid point. Like, we also do have, that's at our national level, but then also at our state level too. Like, our connections that we have in within our state are also very critical. And they're in some aspects, they can be a catalyst for somebody else, like you were saying about the startups, to get to that next level. We see a lot of the startups are engineers and they have these phenomenal ideas and they just can't get it from A to B. And that's where we kind of fall in that middle of the road. But you're right, Gary, those state connections that we have, the state resources, along with just who's in the state of Massachusetts that we can get them connected to. So.
Yeah, I call it the mass everything. I was at Forge. There was an event last night,
Yeah.
right? The Forge event, which was kind of the state of manufacturing in Western Mass. But at that event was Mass MEP, Mass Development, Mass CEC,
Yep.
Clean Energy Center,
Yep.
plus Forge, and a lot of local manufacturers. And there were some people that were like, "Oh, geez, I didn't know you." There was access there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. So
it's nice to know that one person that you can share with a client or somebody looking for, like if it's Worcester County, I know who to point them to in Mass Development.
yeah.
Yeah, I like to tell everybody when you're thinking about something in manufacturing, think about Mass MEP because we're involved in anything manufacturing. If we don't do it, we can help them to find those resources. And really, that is a huge, huge key for a lot of small businesses.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing right now is that the key messaging framework that we took quite a few months to work on is really making an impact, and all of you have really bought in to the key messaging framework. And so I'm very thankful that, because everything that you're saying is exactly what was in there. So that's good to know that we're all on the same page as an organization. I think the other thing that really is important to hit home is Kevin talking about the Strategic Resource Showcase on October 25th. We'll have all of these pieces in it. And you'll be able to have these conversations. The day is built around the manufacturers and their networking opportunities, whether it's at a micro session, whether it's just sitting and talking to a resource at the table, whether it's having coffee and you just happen to strike up a conversation with somebody that you had no idea that you might need to be connected to, like Gary's saying, for getting things moving or taking the things to the next step. So that's what those events are put into play for. And so October 25th, manufacturers, it is a manufacturing only event. So for those of you that would like to attend that are not a manufacturer, we have a process that we go through, and we can see if, if you have a manufacturing NAICS, NAICS code, or some people in Mass MEP like to call a NAICS code, then we can actually look that up and let you know if you have that, and then if we can let you through the doors. It's like getting into the club. Are you on the list? Yeah, we'll have our
Yeah, I'm the
bouncers.
bouncer. I'm the
Oh,
bouncer.
you're the bouncer. Kevin is the bouncer.
Well,
And then,
virtually, for
yeah,
deleting
but
registrations and whatnot. Yeah.
right. And the but so standing behind you is Robin and Kim.
True.
So good
That's
luck.
a good backup.
Yeah,
That is a good
right.
backup.
Right. Yeah.
True. I agree.
Yeah. And I don't think a fiver is gonna get you in the door. I think you need to bring at least a 20 to slip it to Kim. Maybe could handle a fiver, but Robin, I don't know. I think she might be more of a $20 kind of gal. Like, you give me a 20 and I'll let you in the door. But Kim would be like, five's good.
Yeah.
let you in. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think great conversation, great talk. And hopefully everybody after hearing this will register and come because they want to chat with the three of you and find out a little bit more, as well as the, you know, we're doing the merch and the baseball cards. And Gary, you missed out on that. Would you be interested in having a baseball card of yourself to sell on the Mass MEP website as merch?
No.
T-shirt, maybe get your T-shirt, get your face on the T-shirt.
Do a T-shirt.
Yeah, your tour dates coming up on the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. Tour dates. Come on.
What events you'll be attending?
Oh, as long as they don't coincide with Taylor Swift, we'll be okay.
Yeah, you can't compete, Gary.
I can't carry it.
It's pretty close, though, Gary. It's pretty close.
Well, I just don't want her attendance to go down.
Oh, I'm glad you slipped in. I'm glad you slipped in, Gary, to join us. Always a good time.
Speaking of Gary slipping in, I do have a question to ask Gary because he obviously missed our icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask you what your dream job was growing up.
I wanted to be an architect.
Just like Haley.
Oh, really? You too?
Yes.
But now that I watch a lot of Seinfeld reruns, you remember the one with George? I want to be
an architect.
I'm like, maybe that. I'm glad that didn't work out.
You could have done.
Oh yeah, I love drawings, love buildings, love all structures. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's great. Why did you? So for each of you, was it something in your lives that you said, "I'm not gonna do it," or just life in general take over that you didn't pursue it?
I think life just took over.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, you know, I still stayed in drawing, but it was more design. It became mechanical. I went to mechanical. There was at that time, there wasn't very much work for architectures. Mm-hmm. Nobody was building.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, let's go mechanical.
Okay. Liv still got it. Like, she still has time to do. No. Hers was achieved to be an author.
I think I realized I'm not a very good writer. I think that was the problem. Oh,
but you've got AI now.
Perfect. You can do scripts.
Exactly.
Carrie, we were talking about a Mass MEP movie and Liv was going to write the script.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I might not have to write it. I might just have to hit record at our next company update meeting and that's all the content we need.
Perfect. Perfect. Just make sure you have everybody sign a waiver first.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's probably not a good idea to record that.
Especially if Henry Hall is in the meeting. Definitely not. Definitely not. Yeah, we're going to do our first dry run, Gary, of the movie October 25th at the Strategic Resource Showcase with a live audience. So you can be there for that and you can just try it out and see how it works for you with the live audience at the Strategic Resource Showcase.
Sure.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you guys for taking your time out of your day to be here with us for this and happy manufacturing month to everyone. Thank you to all the manufacturers for doing what you do every day and for allowing us to do what we do every day. And to have a job tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So if it wasn't for them, we probably would not be here. So we really do appreciate it. So thanks for everyone. Thanks for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.